Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. The Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant are Syria, which is why you hear ISIL or ISIS. Who are they? Those are these who say that they want to establish an Islamic caliphate, but appears to be doing all that it can to counter Islamic principles and Islamic goals. One of those goals for Muslims worldwide would be the liberation of Palestine, and yet we see Israel even providing medical aid to this group in Syria. Why do we see ISIL continually attacking Muslim and Christians alike? But Israel is not only never attacked, but never even talked about being attacked. Stay with us as we take a look at the subject on this, the debate.
Israeli warplanes have been pounding central and southern Gaza Strip for several days, killing and injuring a number of Palestinians. To add insult to injury, this man, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has said Tel Aviv is ready to expand its operations in Gaza. Also, Israel's hawkish foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, has called for the reoccupation of the besieged enclave. Lieberman says Tel Aviv should consider capturing the Gaza Strip in an effort to stop what he calls increasing rocket fires from the territory. The Israeli leader's new threats of an all-out war come amid reports by some intelligence sources that Israeli armored brigades have been instructed to get ready to join the army's Gaza division. Besides conducting operations against the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Israel's army continues its crackdown in the West Bank as a part of a search for three Israeli settlers who they say were abducted by Hamas members. Israel's recent aggressions and threats against Palestinians come at a time when the Islamic world's attention has been focused on the insurgency in some Arab countries. The Takfiri terrorists have taken up arms against the governments in Syria and Iraq recently with the motto of expanding true Islam in the region. However, they have so far failed to threaten Israel, which is considered as an arch foe to most of the Islamic world. It seems that Israel is not only taking advantage of the ongoing crisis spiraling in Syria and Iraq, but is also on good terms with militants. According to an AFP report in March 2013, the Israeli military set up a military field hospital in the occupied Golan Heights to treat wounded foreign-backed militants fighting against the Syrian army. Footage also emerged showing the Israeli Prime Minister visiting the injured militants at the hospital.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program. Out of Washington, Mr. Richard Wise, Senior Fellow of the Hudson Institute. And in Tehran, the head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, Mr. Masoud Shajareh. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start this off in Washington with Mr. Weitz. In your perspective, sir, why are Muslims the main target of this group if it allegedly wants to establish an Islamic state?
This has been an odd phenomenon of al-Qaeda-linked groups for several decades now. I remember particularly during the Iraq Civil War, this was a strong criticism among Muslim leaders about why this group was killing tens of thousands of Shiite Muslims as opposed to their other self-declared enemies. So this is something, I think it's less to do with the policy of Israel or other countries than it is with the perverse ideology of al-Qaeda, in which its main enemy, as it defines it, are those close-in governments and those heretics, which they define as being Shiites, as opposed to Christians and whatever. And of course, this sometimes does happen in religious movements. They become much more concerned with those deviants that profess the same God as opposed to people who swear allegiance to another God.
Mr. Shajareh, in your perspective, I mean, how logical is that in general that a group really that is calling itself Islamic, as our guest in Washington says, perhaps as they see deviance of a particular religion and they become more extreme on that, but it would appear that they would actually be more extreme on those who are totally outside of the realm of what we would call Islam. We see in general with this group that nothing is said about the Tel Aviv regime, but as he has said, our guests in Washington, continually attacking not only other Muslims, but also Christians.
Well, this phenomenon really became into sort of international arena when we saw the resistance in Iraq, insurgency in Iraq against the American government at the beginning was very effective, and it was targeting American occupation. But through influence from Saudi Arabia, we saw that insurgency in Iraq turned and became a power of sectarianism and turning its guns against fellow Muslims, and in reality changed the whole shape of insurgency, which was very beneficial for United States and indeed for the their allies, Saudi Arabia. And now we see the same thing. I mean, we see that this group in reality listening to call for jihad of White House. And that's why you don't see any of them going to fight in Palestine or Myanmar or Kashmir or Central Africa. I mean, if that sort of effort was put into any of these other areas, especially Myanmar and Central Africa, then thousands of Muslims would not have been slaughtered the way that they are being. So, for ordinary Muslim, it's obvious that if you're going to put your life at the stake, you will think, you will try to go somewhere which is not a gray area. And what we are seeing in Iraq and in Syria and elsewhere, these groups are not only against concept of humanity, but also against all the principles of Islam. But again, we need to be sort of clear that historically, we had a similar thing within the Khawarij, who were actually so extreme that they were putting themselves outside the fold of Islam.
Well, Mr. White, how likely is it that this group has been created actually in the name of Islam to cause damage to Islam itself?
I think that they're genuine believers of what they think is Islam, even though we all know, us three and the rest and all your viewers, that this is not Islam. Islam is a peaceful religion and this is a perversion of religion. That said, I think they think that that's what they're doing, that they're serving the cause of Islam.
Do you think that what they have done is actually serving the cause of, let's say, Tel Aviv? Because if we look at the situation right now, as we speak, staying with you in Washington, Mr. White, as we speak, we see that Israel is talking about increasing its attacks on Gaza. We have seen a very tough clampdown on the Palestinians in general in the last couple of weeks. But all attention right now is on Iraq and what is taking place with the ISIL in Iraq. And basically not a whole lot of attention is being put forward to the situation in the occupied territories. So your take, sir.
Israel has benefited for decades from division among the Arab countries and Muslim community. This is not a new phenomenon. If all the Muslims and Arab states in the world were to unite and engage in a, which they wouldn't, but in a crusade against Israel to wipe it off the face of the map, Israel would be hard-pressed. But historically, there have been rivals among Arab leaders. That goes back to Nasser and the Iraqis and so on. Then there were different interpretations of Islam. Many groups saw, as we're seeing now, they're a closer enemy rather than Israel as their main target. So what Israel, we're seeing now with the division between the Syrians and this ISIL and the Iraqi government and so on, this is not new. Israel's been very fortunate in that it hasn't had to face a united front among its the Arab countries.
Mr. Shanjira, if we look at the situation of ISIL in Syria and Iraq, which entities would you say benefit the most from the existence of ISIL and the chaos that it is causing?
I'm in no doubt that this was created to serve the purpose of Israelis and those who actually want to create havoc in the area. And when you listen and hear their opinions of sort of the government of Israel, saying over and over that, you know, they much prefer to deal with this sort of opposition in Syria than the government of Syria and Iranian support entities. Yeah, and this articulation is in harmony with what we hear from Emirates and from Saudi Arabia. And also, you know, in reality, we see the same thing, the same policy being supported by United States. So the reality is that although I'm certain that there are many ordinary, innocent people who have been attracted and fooled by this ICIS, but